You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of the Almighty God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the One who has created everything in utmost perfection. And may the peace and blessings of the Almighty God be upon His pure and beloved Messenger, the peak of His creation, the symbol of humanity, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. And His immaculate progeny of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, especially the leader of our time, the awaited Savior, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. May Allah hasten His reappearance and make us all amongst His sincere and dedicated servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat, wa'amalu saliha. In this blessed verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding His messengers and also commanding all of humanity to eat from that which is decent, healthy, and appropriate. To eat the good foods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for humanity. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا And then after that, offer good deeds. One of the most important aspects of our lives, especially as believers and as Muslims, is our diet. What do we feed our bodies? You would be surprised to know how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt dedicated time to examining dimensions of our diet. There are over 2,500 hadiths in the book Wasa'il al-Shia, which is a compilation that gathers hadiths that have legal rulings, whether wajib, mustahab, haram, makruh. Over 2,500 narrations from the Ahlul Bayt about our diet. What can we eat? When should we eat? What's healthy? What's not healthy? Table manners, as we call them. All of this has been mentioned in our hadiths. 2,500 hadiths that we have today. And this represents a very important dimension in our lives. Every aspect of eating, of a diet, has been explained by the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Even simple things. Sometimes science has discovered why Islam has given us these recommendations. Sometimes science has not discovered it yet. Once I remember I was examining, why is it so mustahab to eat with your hands? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he would eat with his hands. Now of course not with his full hands, as you see some people eating, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi would eat with three fingers only. I wanted to see if there was some scientific basis to that. So I researched, and scientists have discovered that your hands have beneficial bacteria that are extremely useful for digestion. This is one benefit of eating with your hand. Secondly, when you eat the way the Prophet would eat with three fingers, the bite would be on average a smaller bite. You'd eat less, which is also an Islamic recommendation that we will examine. So you find that Islam has examined all these manners when it comes to eating. Many people want to implement this in their lives. So briefly, I will mention to you the recommendations that we have gathered from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Number one, always start with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every bite you eat, mention the name of God, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or Bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi states, if you eat fruits or any food, and you say Bismillah, that fruit will not harm you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you protection. Mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop this beautiful habit. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam states, do you know why I don't suffer from tukhama? In Arabic, tukhama has two meanings. One is to stuff yourself with food. The second meaning is when you eat food and you're not able to digest it properly. Sometimes it even develops into a disease. The Imam tells his companions, do you know why I never suffer from that? They told him, why, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, because with every bite, I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's what protects me. Always develop the habit. Instead of saying useless things at the table, mention the name of Allah. Believe me, it makes you a better person. Try it tonight. On average, how many bites do you eat when you're having dinner or lunch or iftar, right? I know some people maybe in the hundreds. But on average, how many bites? Try it tonight. With every bite, say Bismillah. You'll be more conscious of what you're eating. Spiritually, you'll enjoy the food. When you leave that food, you will feel a better person. Try it. You'll feel more spiritual. You'll be further away from sins. Especially our youth. If you've done this, and after the meal you go with your friends or you go to your habits, you're less likely to sin. It gives you this beautiful presence of spirituality. So that's something that always must be in our list of manners at the table. With every bite, with every drink, mention the name of Allah. Do you know how many millions of factors came together for you to eat the food? Many times we forget this. Take a pizza as an example, right? Many of our youth, they love the pizza. It's something that's very simple. But millions of factors combined for you to eat a pizza. Look at the dough, which is made from wheat. Do you know how much hard work a farmer has to put in order to prepare the ground for farming? And then in order for the wheat to grow. And then once the wheat grows, and remember watering it too, that in itself is very difficult. Even if it's rain, millions of factors brought these raindrops. And then they take it to the mill. And then from the mill, they take it to a company that makes it into a, you know, packages it. And then they send it to your baker or the supermarket. And then you go and buy it. That's just bread. That's just the dough. And then imagine the vegetables and the cheese. One bite that you eat, millions of factors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put together so you can enjoy it. Do you really thank Him for that? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. This is not an exaggeration. You'll never be able to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So develop the habit of thanking Allah from your heart. It makes you a better person. Secondly, don't eat to the point of fullness. I know this is our challenge, especially in the month of Ramadan. But my dear brothers and sisters, Allah despises the person who fills his stomach with food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not really interested in your dua at that point when you're stuffed, you can't breathe anymore. You weaken your spirituality. Once Prophet Yahya alayhi salam saw Iblis, according to one narration, he saw Satan, and he saw tools with Satan, certain tools. He told him, ya Iblis, what are these tools? He says, I use these tools in order to whisper to Bani Adam, in order to pull people. These are my tools. He told him, Shaitan, what tool do you use with me? Yahya alayhi salam is asking him. He told him, I'll tell you, one of my tools against you is ash-shaba. When you eat such that you're full, of course Prophet Yahya would never be full like us, right? Balagat al-taraqi, you can't even breathe anymore. No, not to that point, but he'd eat until he would be full. He says, when you'd eat full that night, تَنْشَغِلْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ. You don't stay up the entire night worshiping Allah. You sleep more. He'd never skip his prayers, but he'd sleep more. Yahya was so moved by this. He told him, Ya Iblis, never ever in my life will I ever sleep Shab'an. Will I sleep will full. Iblis became so angry and he said, never ever in my life am I going to give advice to any human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises the condition of being full. The most beloved condition to Rasulullah is, you know which condition? أحب ساعة إلي أن أكون فيها جائعا خائفا. These are two states we hate, we despise. You hate it when you're hungry. You hate it sometimes even when you're in the state of fear. The Prophet says, these are my two most beloved moments, because in these moments, I really feel in need to Allah. I truly feel in need. And when I'm in need, I can better connect to my Lord. I can better experience His presence. So this is the second recommendation that we have. Number three, don't sleep full on a full stomach. Don't sleep on a full stomach. Keep 3-4 hours a gap before you sleep. This is highly recommended. Some people who struggle with nightmares, I get many people who come up to me, I have nightmares, I can't sleep well. This is one solution. Don't eat 3 hours before you sleep. Don't sleep on a full stomach. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi states, if you sleep in that state, taqsu qulubukum, your hearts will harden. You hear the maw'idha, you hear the Quran, it doesn't move you. This is one of the reasons, which many of us do these days, unfortunately. Number four, do not blow on the food in order to cool it down, and don't eat food that's extremely hot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi states, when you eat food that's very hot, shaitan is your partner in eating. This has a negative spiritual effect. This is something that you should avoid. This is part of the table manners in the beautiful religion of Islam. Number five, when you eat dates or grapes, count them by odd numbers, not even numbers. This is highly mustahab. Eat 3 or 5 or 7. Is there a scientific basis for this? I don't know. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi teaches us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ. Allah is one. So Allah loves odd numbers. This is a unique way to remind you of Allah. My analysis is that even when you're eating, have a symbol that reminds you of one God. When you're eating dates, when you're eating grapes, or anything, count them by the odd number, always to remember you have one Lord, because one is an odd number, and so I remember Tawheed. It's just a beautiful way that the Ahlul Bayt would teach people to always remember God, even in these moments. And to keep track of what you eat, by the way. It's mustahab to count them. These days people have apps on their smartphones that track your calories, right? This is a beautiful way 14 centuries ago to keep track of what you eat. Count what you eat. That way you'll be more mindful of what you eat, and normally you will eat less.